now tune in to 1K Radio.
Yo, what's good, what's good? It's your boy CEO Chino Marley. Got my co-host in the building, Foster Boy. Y'all already know what's going on, man. 1K Radio blasted the trash it. Music review. You know what's going on. If you like the song, you come in, blast it. If you don't, you come in, trash it. You feel me? Make sure you go follow me on Facebook at CEO Chino Marley. Follow me on IG at Chino Marley 1K. Follow Foster Boy at Foster Boy 205. And let's get it. Let's go.
You're now tuned in to 1K Radio.
Yo, what's good? What's cracking with it? What's up? You're tuned in to 1K Radio Podcast. I am your host, CEO Chino Marley. And you have tuned in to the Red Light Edition. You feel me? The Red Light Edition. Well, tonight's topic, we is talking about relationships. You hear me? Relationships. You feel me? Relationships, sex, and money. You hear me? No cap. Let's get this thing going. First of all, I want to say how everybody doing tonight, man. How everybody been doing? How everybody day been going so far? You know, it's been a pretty day. You know, lovely day. I was able to go outside, cut some grass. You hear me? Straight up. You know, all that. They had a little toothache, kind of had me down. You feel me? But other than that, everything all good. You feel me?
Okay. I got my topic pinned. Okay. My blunt. Make sure everybody get your blunts. Roll up your blunt. You feel me? Because, you know, we going to smoke. On this podcast, we smoke. We finna do a whole lot of talking. And you feel me? I need you to tune in. Get your spouse to tune in. Tell everybody to tune in. Tell them 1K Radio is live right now with Red Light Edition, hosted by your boy CEO Chino Marley. Let's go! Let me see what I need to do. Okay. Okay. First topic we're going to get into is relationships. You feel me? Relationships one-on-one with the Chino Marley. You feel me? Like, feel free to, you know, come at your opinion. Feel free to request to join the live so you can speak. You feel me? However you want to do it, you did. And I'm asking all artists that got songs about relationships and stuff, could you please send them in to my email? I am live on Facebook. Make sure you go follow the Facebook fan page at 1K Radio Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at CEO Chino Marley. Also the IG at 1K Radio Podcast. And my IG is CEO Chino Marley 1K. So make sure you go follow them pages. Follow them up. Follow them up. Okay, I'm gonna share this live, then we can get into our subjects, man. Get into our topics. Let me share my live real quick. Just a second, guys.
Okay. Welcome. Let's get down to the nitty gritty now. Okay, relationships. Okay, a lot of people say, like, when it comes to relationships, it's a 50-50 thing. Like, you feel me? It's a split. A lot of people think that the male should, you know, do everything since he the dominant species, you feel me? You know, a lot of people think, you know, women supposed to stay at home and not work and stuff, you know. It's just a lot of different, you know, opinions on relationships, you feel me? But when you in a relationship, you really don't go off, you know, opinions. You go off your heart or what you feel like, you feel me? Like, if you in a relationship and you know y'all in this together no matter what, you feel me? Like, no matter what goes on, y'all supposed to stick together through thick and thin. Like, I feel like it ain't no such thing as a 50-50 thing, you feel me? Because it's like this, you feel me? I got you got me, we got each other. So whatever happens, you feel me? We gonna lead each other to whatever we need to go. Like, you feel me? One lead another, like, you feel me? They said females supposed to follow the male. But in actuality, you feel me? Like, we follow each other. You feel me? Because sometimes the male don't know which way to go. Sometimes the male get lost and he need the female to guide him back to the right path. Because you don't want to be the man that's leading your family to a path of destruction. You feel me? So it's like when you out here and you really want to be serious with a relationship, that takes a lot. Like, that's a lot of commitment. Like, that's nothing to play with. Like, when you take it to a relationship status, it's like it turns from being like puppy play and all the lusting, and you feel me? Like, within a relationship, love form, you feel me? You know, because like, if y'all just fucking on the regular and shit, like, y'all just fucking, you can't say like y'all fell in love from fucking, you know, because like, that just lust. Fucking ain't nothing but lust, you feel me? Like, but if y'all spending time kicking it, you feel me, doing stuff together, you feel me, that's considered a relationship. So now that is where love can come in. And when love come in, it makes things more serious and it makes things like a little bit more harder, because, you know, some people don't know how to love. Some people got to learn how to love. Some people got to be taught how to love. Some people just know how to love genuinely, like it's in them, you feel me? They made of love. But you know, everybody don't know how to love. That's why I be telling females, like, you feel me, like, you guys to when it comes to dealing with niggas, like, from the streets, a nigga been in the streets all his life, he'd have been through some shit, traumatized from the jail to the streets, seeing the partner die, you feel me, did all this, you guys to be willing to go through the transition that he have to make. Because it's a transition that he have to make in order for him to be able to love. Like, and that transition don't happen overnight, you feel me? Like, a lot of females want that transition to happen right then and there because they want to be with that street nigga so bad. But at the end of the day, it's like, you feel me? If you want it, you got to be patient, have time. You got to go to God and pray and ask God for humbleness and strength to be able to deal with the stuff that comes along with this until he transition, you know, from that era that he in. You dig? Like, a lot of females don't give a man enough time and a chance to fully express and develop themselves to loving them. You feel me? Like, y'all be quick to cut them off too early. You feel me? Like, men are men. Men gonna do shit. You feel me? Men, we love, but females love 10 times harder than a man. You feel me? Like, so that love is so much stronger and powerful. So everything that y'all think about be like 10 times deeper than the way we would look at it as men. Like, as men, we just looking at it as a normal situation. Like, you feel me? Like, we in love and we look at a female or speak to a female or something, like, or comment on a pic or something on social media, you feel me? We just look at it like a regular comment. But that female being the one that love you so much, she look at it like, what the fuck this nigga got going on? What he trying to pull? Oh, he think he slick. Oh, no, nigga, you ain't finna do that. Who is this bitch? You? Why you liking her pic? Why you whoring her shit? Why you all under her status? You know, you feel me? It's a thousand questions comes when a female really love you. When a female really love you, she gonna ask a lot of questions. She gonna wonder a lot of things. Her mind gonna be curious about a lot, you feel me? But it's up to you to show her and to make her know that, hey, you there for her and you there for her and her only. Like, it's just real, you feel me? Like, and a lot of people fuck up by basing. They just don't want to hear it's just Facebook. Yeah, they don't want to hear it's just Facebook. You feel me? Like, you feel me? You can't explain that, you feel me, to your female. Like, babe, you feel me? Just Facebook. I'm just coming on her picture. You feel me? It ain't nothing like that. No, it's something going on. She going out the gate think something. Like, us as male, we see some shit like that. We see our female, you know, like a nigga pick or come in on a pick. We don't think none of it. Like, it ain't that deep to us. Not that we don't love, you feel me? We don't love her. It's just that it ain't that deep to us. But females love so hard, shit like that really bothers them. Like, and they'll turn up about that shit. They'll get act about it. You know what? They'll pull up, bust one, or slash tires about that shit. You feel me? They'll even write the whole, hey, how you know him? Where you know him from? You feel me? Who you supposed to be to him? Like, you feel me? And not saying that's childish, but that's just what females do. Like, and being a man, you got to understand, like, us being a man, we built to endure a lot and take a lot. You feel me? So that's why, you feel me, females built the way they is, because, you know, we can take all the bullshit they dish out to us, you know. You feel me? But, you know, they take the bullshit that we dish out, but, you know, it hurt them 10 times worse than it hurts us, you feel me? Like, it's so crazy. It's on another level. But then when you get deep into it, sex now, you feel me? Like, it comes a certain time in a relationship where a female want their relationship to be spiced up, you feel me? She want more than just, you feel me, regular, normal sex. Run, spray, go look. Yeah, she want more than just normal sex. Like, I'ma tell all you young niggas out here right now, if you ain't eating no coochie, well, I'ma say it, you ain't eating no pussy, no vagina, like, you tripping, like, you feel me? And if you thinking just goddamn always hitting that ass one way every night, you feel me? Goddamn doing the job, you tripping. Because whether you know, you feel me, females get horny off the little shit ever. See, that what niggas don't know. Niggas think females don't be wanting to fuck all the time. But females be wanting to fuck just like we want to fuck. They just don't be wanting to get looked at as, you feel me, no hoe. So they like to find a nigga they can cling on to him, and they can just goddamn drop that puss on him anytime, you feel me? Anytime they get ready. Gino said, I feel like females definitely be in competition with each other and very protective about their man. Hell yeah, they be in competition with each other. Females very protective over their man. If we pull up on our homeboy with our girl and our niggas speak to our homeboy, our homeboy speak to our girl, we ain't tripping. We ain't feeling goddamn, you feel me, looking crazy or none of that. But you pull up on the shouter, you feel me, her friends around and all her friends go to, hey, Chino, oh, what's up, Chino? What the fuck they speaking to you like that for? What the fuck they got going on? You feel me? Why the fuck they doing all that? Hold on now. I need to check. These hoes got me fucked up. You feel me? They might get the beef and all that. Bitch, why you spoke to my man like that? Shirley, what's up, sister? You feel me? Straight up. You feel me? Everybody that's on the Facebook Live, could y'all please share, man, get some more people tuned in on this conversation, because this is a real conversation. You feel me? Like, straight up, you know, females gonna cut up. They be ready to slap a bitch for speaking to their man the wrong way. Like, bitch, and why you held his name that long? Why you said Chino? Like, bitch, hold up. You say, hey, Chino, and looked all the way. You feel me? You doing too much now. You feel me? You feel me? Female friends can't laugh at they niggas joke too much. Bitch, why every time he say something, you laugh and you ha ha, he, gee, gee. That shit ain't that funny. Hold up, bitch, what you got going on? Let me find out. How I kill you and him. There you go, beef wrapped up. And you know it's Facebook. They go straight to Facebook. Yeah, you got a wife, these hoes. They be playing on you and really want to fuck your nigga and shit. Man, you know how that shit be, man. Females go all the way left by this shit, man. You feel me? And when it come down to it, you feel me? It ain't the point that they insecure or none of that. It's just that they love so hard. Females love they niggas so hard that they'll go out the way to make sure another bitch can't get them. They'll go out the way to make sure, goddamn, hey, that nigga got what he need and well taken care of. That one thing I can say, goddamn, when it comes to a female gonna stand on what she stand on far as her man. You feel me? She can know her man a fucking bum. She can know her man got a little ass dick. Get what? She still gonna treat him like a motherfucking Superman. You feel me? When it comes to us, man, shit, Nigga, we be ready to go the fucking first time we see some bullshit or some shit we don't like or we ain't fucking with. Oh, and don't fuck around, goddamn, nigga. Fuck around and meet you and you see you ain't really trying to goddamn toot it up. You feel me? Make that ass roll. You feel me? Like, nigga trying to scare. Hey, you feel me? Because, hey, back in the day, man, we used to get out of there. Hold up. She ain't trying. Oh, it's time to go. You feel me? Yeah, females don't have that trust like niggas, you feel me? You feel me? Like, females trust on a whole nother type shit, you dig? Like, they got insy-weensy, tiny, bitty of trust, you feel me? They don't trust us far as they can see us, and they can still see us and don't trust us, you feel me? No cap. That's just how that shit is, you feel me? Straight up, a lot of females, you feel me? For the most part, I say black females ain't taking no bullshit. They ain't going for the bullshit. You feel me? And they smart as hell. You feel me? Like, you might think you pulling one over on a black female, but shit, hey, get what? She done did her detective work. She done researched everything. Hey, at the end of the day, Jack, it's over with. You feel me? Straight up. Because when she come to you with her accusations and shit, she coming to you making sure that her motherfucking accusations right. Yeah, she coming to you slapping proof in your face. Like, and lie about it. Because I already called and asked what's her name. And I got the screenshot of this and shit. You know she going to come with all the juice and the tea, the salt, whatever. You feel me? Straight up. You can't have no great debate with your girl when she feel like you done did something or she done caught you or something, you feel me? Straight up, niggas will still sit up there and get caught and lie, nigga. Man, that wasn't even me. Nigga, and it be us right there in the picture. Nigga be like, bro, that wasn't even, it ain't even what that is, you feel me? See, I was just standing over there in the little BJ acting like you on, you feel me? But nah, it wasn't even on that type of shit like that, you feel me? No cap. You feel me? Straight up, you can have bro down, man. You can call bro down on God. You know how niggas do. We gonna spice it up, try to make it sound good and everything, you feel me? But she don't be going to that shit the whole time. Nigga be trying to explain himself. She be looking at your ass like, this nigga think I'm stupid. He must think I'm fucking dumb. You feel me? With his bitch ass. You feel me? Like, you just don't know in your good head, you so many fuck niggas and bitch ass niggas and lame ass niggas. You feel me? Whoa, what's good with it? What's cracking with it, Damu? You feel me? We just, you know, having a late night vibe, late night combo, red light edition of 1K Radio Podcast, you feel me? I need y'all to share this live, you feel me? I need some females up in this thing, you feel me? I need some females up in this thing, digging, you feel me? Stamp what I'm saying, you feel me? Because you know we ain't lying. Y'all know we ain't lying. Y'all know just how that shit go down, exactly like that, you feel me? Like, Damu, come on now. Come on now. So you walk, picture this now. You walk in the mall with your girl. You feel me? It's just you and your girl. Four girls walk past you. Four girls walk past y'all while y'all walking, holding hands. And the girls go to smiling and looking at you, laughing and shit. But you ain't looked at them. You ain't said not one word. Who gonna get cussed out in this situation? You and them hoes. Your girl gonna turn up on you and them hoes. What the fuck y'all smiling and looking at? Damn, bitch, you don't see me standing right here? And damn, nigga, what? You ain't gonna say nothing? You just gonna let them all disrespect me like that? They just all in your face and shit. You ain't said nothing. You know how they do. They gonna go left. Embarrassing hell, make you walk off fast as hell. Be like, babe, chill out, babe. We come on, man. Stop doing all that. You tripping. Oh, God, they gonna cut up on your ass. You gonna be so embarrassed. Goddamn. You gonna like, man, look, man. She gonna like, next time y'all wanna goddamn go to a goddamn motherfucking mall or go out somewhere, goddamn. You gonna like, baby, you can go by yourself, goddamn. Call one of your homegirls to go with you, you feel me? Because every time we go in the mall, goddamn, I ain't even gotta look at a bitch. Bitch look at me, I get cussed out. We beefing, you feel me? You know it's beef out the gate on mom. Telling you can't tell your girl that she ain't thinking what the fuck she thinking, or she don't feel how the fuck she feel, because once she feel like she being disrespected by another bitch, it's over with. And don't let her think that you fucking the bitch. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's over with. You can't tell your girl nothing when she thinking you fucking somebody. I'm talking about you can't tell her not a goddamn thing, not a goddamn thing, Billy Jane. No cap. Like, you feel me? What they say, not guilty until innocent until proven guilty. Shit. When your girl thinking you smashing somebody, get what? You is guilty at the gate. Nothing else, nothing less. You's a guilty motherfucker. She ain't hearing that shit. She don't want to hear none of that. She know you fucking no matter what you say. Old girl can goddamn call her and tell her y'all ain't fucking. No, she ain't hearing that shit. She gonna beat up when she see her. You feel me? You know what's up. And then, like, I want to ask a question. Like, for niggas that be out here cheating and shit, my nigga. Like, when you be out here cheating and shit, like, if you got caught with your... with the bitch you cheating with, like, what you gonna do? Like, if your side bitch start whooping out your main bitch. Like, somebody explain that to me. Like, what you gonna do if your side bitch start whooping out your main bitch? You gonna beat your side bitch up? Because I just wanna know what niggas head that on that type of shit, you feel? Because your goddy told niggas took they chain in and let them bitches fight. But if this your main bitch and this is your side bitch, you gonna let your side bitch beat your main bitch up? Huh, fellas? I need an answer to that question, fellas. Would you let your side bitch whoop out your main bitch? You feel me? Your main bitch done talked all this shit. Oh, when I catch that hoe, I'ma whoop the whoop the whoop. So y'all so happy to bump into that hoe in the mall. And the side bitch bumping good gas, turning like a white machine and a dry goddamn all at one time. And you like, oh, babe, hit her back, do something. What you gonna do is you gonna jump in and whoop out your side bitch, or you just gonna, hey, babe, you took the L, you feel me? You took the L, like, it's over with. It's like, you feel me? Like, what? What do you feel you supposed to do as a man in that situation? Like, all my fellas, holler at me, talk to me one time. What do you supposed to do in that situation, fellas? Gino said, side bitch nose gonna get broke. So I got one of my fellas saying they gonna break their side bitch nose if she go to beating up his main bitch. My nigga Devontae said, hey, they gotta take that L. She gotta take that L. So you ain't gonna, Devontae, you ain't gonna jump in and help your main bitch. That nigga said she gotta take that L. Hey, would you gonna go home and put some ice on her knots, my nigga, and rub on the spots that's hurt? Hey, no cap, cause hey, that's a crazy situation right there. Because just think about it, like if you catch your bitch cheating and she cheating with a nigga, and this nigga buff as fuck, you feel me? Goddamn, and he ain't got that foul on you, and you running there. Oh, what the fuck going? Oh, bitch, you got me fucked up. And then you go to whooping that nigga ass. I mean, you go to, you know, you take off on that nigga ass. Then that thing, you know, it don't go how you turn out, right? And a nigga go, get on your ass, go to stumping you out in that bitch. Oh, my mama, hey, do you think your bitch gonna help you? Do you think she gonna help you? If you run in that motherfucking room and you go to getting on bro ass, then that shit turn around. Bro, go to getting on your ass, whipping you out bad. You think she gonna help you? Hell no, boy. You better think again, boy. She like, stop. Stop. Get off, fool. Please don't kill him. Come on. Come on, Mike. Mike, don't kill him. Please, Mike. Devontae said, hell no. That's why she gotta take the L. That's straight up. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That's my whole point right there. Like, if your side bitch get the whooping on your main bitch, my nigga, goddamn, hey, you gotta stand back and keep it player, man. Let it go on. Because if you catch your girl cheating, goddamn, her side nigga get to put knots on your shit, hey, she ain't finna help you, Fred. Only thing she gonna do is scream. Then somebody call the police. Somebody help. Ain't none of that gonna help, bitch. You just scream to the top of your lung, goddamn. This nigga done goddamn broke my leg, broke my arm, my eye black, goddamn, my ear bleeding. What the fuck? Hey, she gonna turn into Ray Charles. She don't see nothing. She is not finna help you. You think she finna risk that chance? Or, hey, boy, hell no. She gonna get up out of there. Ain't no Jack and Jill fell down the hill together. Jack rolled down there bit by himself. Jill stood up there and watched him, I swear. No cap. Hey, see, that's what I'm saying, man. Relationships is crazy as hell because, goddamn, the men, we set so many, like they set so much expectations on us and so many standards on us. Like, they don't think we supposed to get scared or none of that. Like, oh, mama, like, nigga, you can motherfucking get robbed. A nigga can rob you and your girl. And be like, yo, fuck, nigga, come up off. Yo, you ain't this bitch, man. Give me all of this shit. Fuck, nigga, whoop the whoop. Okay, now it's over with, done, all that. You feel me? You ain't do shit. You gave the shit up. Now, imagine this now. When you and your girl get to arguing, right? And you be like, oh, you must shut the fuck up, man. Goddamn, quit playing with me. Goddamn, fire. Do this and do that. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't do shit to that nigga that had that gun in your head. They were trying to rob you. But she forgot what the fuck she's saying, though. The nigga had a gun to my shit. So how the fuck do I supposed to fight this nigga, Frank? He got a gun to... Frank, you ain't got no gun on me, but you... Like, that's what they gonna use. Nigga, you ain't do that when that motherfucking robber ran up on your way and told you, get that shit up. Yeah. Your bitch ass was saying, yeah. You can have it, Frank. Huh, you got it, Frank. You got it. You got it, Frank. It's all good. You got it. That's all you was saying. Yeah, you let that nigga snap my necklace off and everything. Yeah, it looked like you wanted to cry now. She gonna tell all your partners and everything. Yeah, go he ain't do shit when that nigga robbed us. That like that shit fucked up. Like, hey, but you can't go around and tell people like, hey, man, we got robbed the other day, nigga. My girl ain't do shit, nigga. They gonna like, what the fuck? That what she supposed to do? But if your girl tell somebody like some shit happened, nigga, and you ain't do shit, like, nigga. Nigga, just say for instance, goddamn, y'all in the club. Nigga, walk up and grab your girl ass, my nigga. If you don't do that, get what? Your girl looking at you like you a fuck, nigga, forever. Like, you ain't do shit when that nigga grab my ass, goddamn. But if a bitch, now, see, you can't, that's not, that ain't even vice versa because it's like this. You already know how it is with the females. If you walking with your girl and a bitch breathe on you, look at you the wrong way, get what? Oh, my mama, your girl gonna go bionic woman around this bitch. You gonna turn into the world's strongest bodybuilder, goddamn. Slam you on your neck and slam her on. Oh, you just gonna let the bitch rub you like that? You just gonna let the bitch grab the balls in front of me? Man, real shit. True story, true story. Me and my girl, me and my wife, we walking through the Platinum of Birmingham, right? You feel me? We just mobbing, you feel me? Then, next thing you know, right out the motherfucking blue, a girl walk up on me and just grab me with one of them long-ass grabs, you feel me? And my girl right there by me, I'm like, oh my God, this not, nigga, I went Stevie Wonder, I went black, I don't even see this, I couldn't speak, I was mute and all that. Like, I feared for that young lady's life so bad because she just don't know. My girl almost sent her ass to Jesus. She almost went to Jesus, man, just because she trying to rub on a nigga and shit. You ain't got to rub on me when you speak and you see her right here. You want to die, shout it? You might don't love yourself, shout it. She do not love herself. I know that for a fact. She could not love herself rubbing on me like that in the Platinum of Birmingham. No cap. Facts. Like, man, hey, no cap, facts, man, just real shit, man. Like, but, like, fellas, like, y'all don't, like, it's so crazy, like, I feel like females, like, feel like, every second, every minute with their ass pulled to be goddamn fucking romantic. Like, they feel like everything you supposed to do with them supposed to be romantic, no matter what. Like, you feel me? Like that shit weird as hell. Like it's just crazy. Like, females want goddamn gold out of every last nigga that they fuck with. I don't give a fuck if you just a goddamn nigga that come through and eat the pussy, nigga. Goddamn, you got expectations put on you. No cap. It's some shit that she wants you to do, that you must apply to, that you must abide by. It's rules just to tap that coochie, G. No cap. You feel me? Especially nowadays, like, nowadays, bitch wants you to spend $1,000 better just to tap that ass. Like, that's what I'm saying. How these relationships get started from in this era, because it's like, God damn. You know, when I met you, I had to goddamn give you $1,000 goddamn within the first week, goddamn, you feel me? But I only fought one time, goddamn. Like, come on now, like, these new generation females, they ain't playing with these niggas, man. Back in our day, you feel me? We ain't have to do nothing but chill, smoke a blunt, you feel me? We in there, like, yo, we in there, beating it down, guts. Nowadays, these girls ain't going for that. These young niggas got to do some work. They got to have a Maserati, a Rolex, 10 bands in each pocket, goddamn, motherfucking. Hey, yeah, got hella expectation. That's why, hey, I'm kind of glad I'm married, because I ain't got time to keep up and compete. Goddamn, they want you to have a goddamn 14-inch dick. And that's another thing. Why do y'all always be complaining about niggas dick sizes, and half of y'all don't even be able to take dick, man? Half of female, and I swear it be the main one that complain about niggas dick size, be the main ones that can't take a dick. But we sit up there, oh, that nigga got that pinky, he got that wiggle wee, you feel me? Like, but bitch, he ain't even goddamn, can't even take a goddamn pinky. You can't even take the goddamn small ass dildo you got in your dresser. The fuck is you talking about? Gino said niggas put themselves out there like they can't help if the bitch is asking for it. Yeah, man, they can't. They put themselves out there bad, man. They make it hard for the niggas that goddamn ain't got that type of money. You feel me? Like, my suggestion, my nigga, if you trying to fuck with one of these city girls or these hot girls nowadays, if you ain't got that type of money to buy no Birkin or no Chanel, no CC's or Gucci or none of that, sit your ass down, my nigga. Sit the fuck down. Just leave it alone. You feel me? Leave that shit the fuck alone. Better go find somebody that got there. Let you spend them little $50 at Mickey D's and Taco Bell or something, or KLC, and let you goddamn tear that ass up. You feel me? But other than that, my nigga, fuck that. And then y'all be tripping out. Y'all be goddamn bucking these girl head up too hard. These hoes go get some surgery, and they think they ass fat, but your ass is wide and flat. Like, your ass is literally look like a goddamn long ass back with a curved bottom. Like, that is crazy as hell. Y'all gotta stop piping these hoes head up that go and get motherfucking goddamn these fucking surgeries and these body makeovers, and they thinking that they coming back the truth, but they coming back looking like, ooh, who, why, and what the fuck? Like, cause it hurts a nigga ass. Like, goddamn, like, what's wrong with your ass, baby? Your ass got down syndrome or something? Like, why you got so many knots in your shit, baby? Your ass got the fine or something? Like, what's going on, baby? What the fuck going on? What's going on for real, for real? Like, what type of makeover did you go get? Goddamn, beat the fuck up? Like, you feel me? Like, that shit crazy. Like, shout it. Get in the gym, shout it. Work that shit out, man. The best way to goddamn get that body in shape is natural. Working out in the gym. In the fucking gym, push ups, sit ups, do some fucking, some squats, ride that meat, cowgirl style, you feel me? All type of shit, you feel me? You wanna drop that stomach, you wanna gain some more ass, goddamn, squeeze your butt cheeks in, goddamn, 10 times a day or something, shout it. But don't go and get all this surgery and shit, goddamn, and coming back thinking you goddamn motherfucking Beyonce or Cardi B or something. Oh shit, bitch, you a Cardi, wee! Cardi, wee, a Beyonce, nay, goddamn. Beyonce, nay, man, not a no, shouted. That ain't that, and that ain't that, and it ain't gonna be that. You feel me? Like, some of y'all, you feel me, shit came back the truth, but some of y'all shit look fucked up. Like, how you go pay for an ass and still don't get no ass? Huh? Like, what's going on with that? Somebody please tell me what's going on with that. Because that ain't right. That is not right at all. You feel me? Like.
Let's go.
Turn up. To the morning. Rent on my bands, rent on my bands. Get a check every week. Design on my pants to fly to dance. My pockets hella deep. I come from the bottom where niggas don't sleep. Keep a revolver case, you gotta creep. Them bullets, they holler pistol through your feet. Legging the style, shoot you in your feet. Put some nigga dance to the beat. Go lay in the sand, off in the beach. Fade a nigga quicker than some bleach. Get rid of a hoe if I think she a leech. Got bread like a dinner roll. Keeping a whole lot of yeast. Look, she sweeter than a cinnamon roll. Put some nigga, keep my name out your teeth. Look, they say I'm the goat. I'm like, okay. I run through a boat like a four-way. If the people ever hit the doorway, flush everything and relocate. That's in my love, big we the mob. Better know how we stepping deep. 4500 on the block, posted up on 2nd Street. Hit on my dude, caught me some perk. Now I'm in my mojo. Yin gang, you ain't putting no work. Little nigga, you a Joe Blow. That's a no-go. Oh no, that's false. Don't none get approved unless it go through the boss. Chin up, man.
Told you fuck nigga, man.
Catch you fuck niggas, don't know where the fuck I am.
One head to go,
you know. That's somebody else. 4500.